This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, coming at you live, broadcasting in over 130 cities across the United States of America in 53 countries abroad. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show throughout the week and weekend. I wanted to let you know, friends, we have White House correspondent Dr. June Knight up and coming in the next segment. She's going to tell Trump supporters what they don't want to hear. Now, with that said, real quick, what I want to do is I want to go over to Scripture, because that the presupposition is. We predicate everything upon the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. It tells us that there are certain men crept in unawares who before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God of our God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So the Bible tells us that we're supposed to contend for the faith. If you go to verse 3, as a matter of fact, when I gave all diligence painstakingly to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Okay? I just want to make sure you're tracking with me. Of course, I get some new friends on live chat or top chat, on YouTube. And for some reason or another, they won't call in. And I want them to confront me. My number is 1-866-582-9933. Because Pat said, yes, heard her before, speaking of Dr. June 9. And as a Christian, why does she feel that she needs to disparage the only real choice we have right now, talking about Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Both candidates work for the same team. People still haven't come to the realization that that's the case. And they certainly haven't come up to the point, friends, in the sense of understanding that there's over 1,152 other options, but they don't want to acknowledge them because they want to continuously play the game, because they're routing for, friends, their favorite candidate in their favorite jersey. And these are the people, by the way, that would call me a conspiracy theorist, and they would also be the same people, friends, that are telling me how sick and tired they are of the establishment, but they continuously play the same game over and over and over again. They're not sick of the establishment. They empower the establishment. Why do you say that? Well, Scooby said, you know, 1,156 others to choose from. Scooby says to me, well, you know what? I think the bottom line is that, you know, he erased it, of course. He said that, you know, this is another Democrat plant, as if to suggest that there's a Democratic Party. And of course, he erased it. I want to tell you why he erased it, friends. He erased it because I said to him, can you show me in the U.S. Constitution where there's a Democratic Party? So what he did is he erased his comments. See, he's playing it safe on Top Chat. These people are the problem in this country, just for the record. And of course, in the up and coming hour, we're going to be able to cover much of this information. I want to remind you of what the second president of the United States of America stated, John Adams. He said, "There's nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, exactly the game that these people are playing today, each arranged under its leader, exactly what's happening today, and concerning measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." See, folks, these people that are caught up into, you know, we only have two options. You know, what are you doing? You're trying to take away from our only real option that we have. That's what one person said on Top Chat. Really? Are you really that dummied down? Are you really that ignorant that you've got to choose the lesser of two evils? Now read 2 Chronicles 19:2. Maybe that will help you. Okay? Of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. You have 1,152 other options, 56 different options. It's probably updated since the last time I looked, friends. But just to show you how controlled you are and how controlled the narrative is, friends, how come it is that you haven't heard of the 1,152 other options running for the presidency of the United States of America? Because they're not players in the game. See, this is the problem we're having. These are the clowns, the ones that are put up to you, friends, are the clowns in the circus of politics, and they want you to settle for the lesser of two evils, right? And somehow or another, the American people are under the delusion that America is being made great again, but they're not paying attention to the fact that, friends, in the present day, we are experiencing what we've never experienced in the history of America. And first of all, I would go back to this, too, concerning making America great again. Donald Trump, friends, I don't know if you know this or not, but he is the greatest salesman, gun salesman, in the history of America. He claims to be one thing, but the voice of the people is contrary to what he claims on so many different fronts. Well, people will say, well, Bradley, aren't you just all caught up into the game yourself? No, not at all. It's my job to expose the truth. The law of truth is in my mouth to expose what's going on out there. But it's not my obligation to do for you what God has commanded you to do. You have to make your own choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because I'm not going to do that for you. Just for the record, just wanted to make clear before we get going on the show today. Because I'm quite frankly sick and tired of these people, these trolls that go back and forth that are caught up into the game. And if you don't go along with what's going on concerning the narrative they complain about more than anybody else, then they think there's something wrong with you. You're a plant. My goodness, folks. My goodness. My goodness, you can't make up the stupidity as to what's taking place in this country today on so many different levels. The conversation, this political language that's been created, is nothing more than trying to make lies sound truthful, is what it is. And we were warned of that in 1984. But again, if we go back to Scripture, we were warned of that long ago. Either we're going to stick to the Word or we're not. If we stick to the Word and we fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, the Word of the Lord promises that we're going to be a liberated people, 2 Corinthians 3:17. But if we don't want to fight the good fight of faith and we just want to go along to get along, I can tell you right now, friends, we're going to fall into the hole that we're allowing to be dug right now. We're all going to go into it. Even the bad guys, they just don't know it yet. Okay, I just wanted to get that clear real quick. I wanted to get that off my chest because I'm sick of ignorant people. By the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there, combating the lies in the CIA-controlled media. That's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty. Read the correspondence of Committee of 1772. You'll understand the Sons of Liberty. They were the ones that kept the colonies awake. That's what we're doing here in the present. If you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page as well. When you look at the right side of the page, you'll see YouTube. Click onto YouTube. Join us on live chat, Top Chat. You can also go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, the same thing over there. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I have a special guest. I got a phone call last week. Tim Brown interviewed Dr. June Knight, correspondent with the White House and in the White House. And he said, "Bradley, I turned her on to you. I think she's really going to like what you have to say." And I said, "Well, sure. I would be more than willing to do whatever needs to be done." I said, "I'd love to talk to her as well." So Dr. June Knight reached out, and she had asked if we would do a broadcast with her on WATB television out of Tennessee. And I said, "Absolutely." And we did it, and it was great. And she's a sweetheart of a lady. And with that said, friends, and without further ado, we have Dr. June Knight. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Now, listen, Dr. June Knight, I just want to say with all due respect, I'm reading your bio right now that you're a White House correspondent for a Christian network organization, WATB, and then you tell your story. I want you to tell your story to all of us. If you can give us a quick download as to how you ended up as a correspondent to the White House and what transpired and where you're at today and how you got there, I would greatly appreciate it because I'm as excited to hear it as our listeners are today.
Yes, it started out when I was in grad school studying in London under the top three global firms. You know, I had a calling on my life, but I wasn't wanting to give God everything that he wanted, if anybody knows what I'm saying. And so I would party on one night and go to church on the next, you know. So I was in London on the Queen's Jubilee year, and I went into a transportation museum, and there was the Mark of the Beast display. They said it was called the Internet of Things, and it's called the Future City, about what's coming. And it said it would start in 2020. So I ended up making that my college paper. I made 100, and then I used it as my thesis. I made 100, and then I graduated. So excited to take over the world, and God stopped me and said, I want you to get on your face and get right with me. Serve me and help my people with your talents, gifts, and skills. Well, I got upset at him at first because that meant no money.
Yep.
And so I lost everything. I lost my brand new car because I was working for a lawyer full time. I lost my brand new car, lost my apartment, and the Lord brought me very low. And he told me, he said, I want you to start traveling and serving ministries across this country. So I got very deep into the fabric of the church across this country. And I would serve all these ministries for free for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was homeless serving these people. And I would teach them everything I learned in college about social media, live streaming, because my major was corporate communications. Okay, well, then came Donald Trump. Well, being that I was in the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation, being that I was in the NAR, and, you know, because I went to Bible college under Rob Parsley, and, you know, so I believe that God wants us prosperous and all this kind of stuff. So here came Donald Trump, and he was partnering with all of, you know, the evangelicals, which I was. And so I was so excited that God gave us a seat at the table, that God had given us a man that was actually listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I was praying. We did a 40-day fasting for him when he first went in office. I mean, we all got together. We prayed 40 days on the radio. And then after that, the Lord gave me a dream and said, I want you to travel across the country. So I did a 6-month tour called Mega Revival, which was Make America Godly Again.
Mm-hmm.
And I went 36 states, 18,000 miles on $20. And the Lord did miracles. I interviewed Americans across this country. I did 4 revivals on the north, south, east, and west, et cetera, et cetera. And so while I was out there wanting to do unity with the body of Christ, thinking everybody was excited that we had a Christian president, the Lord showed me differently. So he began to, that was my journey of him showing me that something is wrong in the church. The fruit of the church was rotten.
Yep.
And so after I traveled the country, I was doing a Christian march called Mega Revival, March for Revival. And so when I did the Christian march, only 10 people showed up because I thought, wow, ain't everybody excited about having a Christian president finally, because we all knew about Obama.
Yeah.
So anyways, the Lord showed me it's not about the numbers, just obey me. So after that, the Lord told me to do 40 days fasting and praying to tear down the idols in the country and in the church. So we did that in January 2018 until February. And then after that, I started writing these last 4 books. So as I'm writing these books, I thought I finished them. It ended up being 4 books revealing what I saw about the sickness in the church and everything. But when it came time to publish them, God stopped me, and he said, I want you to get in the prayer closet. So I shut everything down, because by then I'm doing radio, television, and book publishing. So the Lord told me in the prayer closet, he said, I want you to move to Washington, D.C., and he made me leave it all. So I had to go up there with nothing but $9 in a suitcase. So I got off the Greyhound bus, and I went live, and I told the bride, I said, the Lord told me to come, and here I am. I don't know anybody. I don't know where he's at. I'm going to sit here until he shows up. So anyways, the Lord did miracles. I was there for exactly a year. He took me straight to the top. I served 3 months in the Capitol, serving the Capitol prayer through all of the buildings, the Senate, the House, and then inside the Capitol. And the Lord showed me that the Capitol is like the belly of the beast, because the Capitol is what produces the vomit that affects the entire mm-hmm. world. They come out with yep. these laws that affect children. And then when it comes time for me to go in the White House full time, the Lord showed me, he said, now I'm going to put you in the mouth of the beast. And I thought, oh, okay, yeah, the mouth is all the mainstream media that attacks the president all the time, you know. So I thought I was the president's defender. So I go in there 100% for Trump.
Yep.
I go in there and I realize, wait a minute, I'm the only Christian organization in the White House. Something's wrong with this. CBN was nowhere to be found. TBN, God TV, none of them. And I'm thinking, I'm just one person, you know. And so I went in there and obeyed the Lord. He said, sit down, don't talk to anybody, just be quiet for 4 months. So I did that, and because of that, everybody respected me, and God started opening all these doors. But while I was there, the very first month, the LGBT called the Walk Away Movement. This is what began my eyes seeing what's really happening with President Trump. They was at the National Mall a few days before the 2018 election, and they threatened the Republican Party and the president, of which I've been Republican, now I'm 52, and I've been Republican since I was 18 years old, and very proudly to be a person that's called a values voter that understands partnering with the Bible in voting. Okay, so here they are standing in the National Mall, and this is what they said. They said, all right, you Republicans and President Trump, if you don't partner with our agenda, we will not vote for you in 2020. But we're going to vote for you in 2018. And I'm watching this and I'm thinking, no, you're not threatening the Republican Party that if they don't partner with the LGBT agenda. So the Lord gave me a dream that night, and he said, I want you to go to the White House. And I want you to stand out there with a megaphone, and I want you to say this speech. And the speech was called Vote Red. So I got out there. It was over 400 people there. I was had just got accepted in the White House full time, and I knew this could crush my career, you know. And so because I'm a God, you know, I'm a servant to God first, but I'm also educated in this field, so I understand how this could destroy me, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
So I get out there. And I said exactly what God told me to say. I said, you know, I'm here to talk to the Republicans and the President Trump. And I said, and then I began down the road of LGBT. And when I said that, there was a man there that was a homosexual.
Yep.
And when I said that, them demons come out of this man. He come over there screaming at the top of his lungs and went to punch me in the jaw.
Huh.
And when he went to swing, the Secret Service stopped him, and that caused everybody to stop and listen. So then I had everybody's attention because he sat there and screamed at me the whole time. But this is what God told me to tell Republicans. The only reason that we backed you up and voted for Trump is because you are supposed to partner with the Christian agenda. This is what you try to, you know, tell us. But if you go down this road, the Christians can no longer partner with you, and that is a terrible way. You cannot do this. And then with President Trump, what the Lord told me to say was, President Trump, if you partner with the LGBT, judgment will come so swiftly.
Yep.
You know, and basically warning him, you cannot do this or judgment will come really fast.
Okay. I'm going to take a quick break. Dr. June Knight, folks, White House correspondent, WATB, with us right now. We're going to take a hard break, and I want to get into specificity concerning the agenda that's taking place behind Donald Trump. Again, friends, what's happening, what you're being told, and what's happening are two different stories. Read Matthew 7:16. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
This is not a Russian disinformation campaign. That's what the Director of National Intelligence is saying about Hunter Biden's laptop. DNI John Ratcliffe tells Fox News that despite the insistence of the Democrats, there's no evidence that points to Russia in this case.
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign.
A federal judge has blocked a move by the Trump administration to trim the number of adults using food stamps. The ruling stops new work requirements that would limit access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, disqualifying nearly 700,000 people from food stamps. In her decision, U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell wrote that the rule's implementation would leave states scrambling and potentially increasing food insecurity for tens of thousands of Americans. This is USA Radio News. Global coronavirus cases now number more than 40 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The milestone coming as both the U.S. and Europe are struggling to contain a second wave of new infections. Many areas in Europe have reintroduced restrictions on public life as they scramble to battle the virus's spread. Cases in the U.S. now number more than 8 million, with more than half of states reporting increases in daily new case counts. The 26th named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season is now Tropical Storm Epsilon. The storm is currently in the Central Atlantic, some 700 miles to the east of the Bahama Islands, but forecasters expect it to gain strength into a hurricane over the next several days, and it could threaten the Bahamas by the end of the week. This year's storm season has been particularly active, and with one more named storm, 2020 would tie 2005 for the most named storms in one season. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking to Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent for the Christian News Organization, WATB, out of Tennessee. And I really want to cut to the chase because, first of all, you're a really good interview. I'm not an interviewer. I'm a preacher. But you're a lot of fun to have on the radio show, so you're making this really easy just for the record, okay? And for my listeners, so they know. But I want to say this. You said during or in your bio, June, Dr. Knight discovered the hard truth about our president and his agenda. Can you share with the listeners, because we have such a short time with you, as to what his agenda is and what you've seen behind closed doors opposite of what you would see him say publicly? Can you share that with us, please?
Yes, sir, and that is where I was going next. I saw the downfall beginning May the 8th of 2019. He went on Fox News the day that H.R. 5 was passed in the House, which was the vomit bill of the LGBT, and he went on Fox News and said he approved of gay marriage. I was like, what? Because he was silent about his position on this biggest bill ever in history. Okay, then he turns around and says, well, I don't support the bill in its current language, like leaving it open for them to change it. So I'm like, yo, sucker, you know, okay, where's the evangelicals? What are they saying right now? Okay, then right after that in June, no, right at the end of May, he has all of his talking heads from all over YouTube, all the ones that are out there pushing him from every genre, from every type of audience. They're out there pushing him, so he promises them, I was there in the Rose Garden when he told them, I'm going to make sure you are not persecuted. I'm going to tell social media that you should be able to speak the truth. This is not right for y'all to be shut down on social media. Well, me being alternative, just like you, were like, oh, yeah, that's what we need. All right, he's going to stand up for us. He never did it.
That's right.
Okay, then in June, when it comes time for the LGBT Pride Month, he turned around and supported them on Twitter. He said, I support all that they stand for. Okay, then came July. This was a, it's all been a downward spiral since May.
Mm-hmm.
In July, he was at his rally, kicking off his Trump 2020 campaign, and he cussed our God twice. He said the GD word in front of children and families and in front of everybody globally. And I said, people, I didn't see it, but people contacted me. I'm like, what? So I said, I was still making excuses for him back then, like they all do now.
Yep.
And I said, oh, surely he was just quoting someone. Okay, so I watched it. And the first time he was quoting his general, but still. And then the second time he outright said it, I started weeping, Bradley. I started weeping to the Lord. Because I used to pray for him all the time. Lord, please forgive us for our president putting people down like this. It's horrible. It's unprofessional, and it's horrible. It's not Christian-like. So when he cussed God, here's what God spoke to me, and he said he did it because he's testing the church. I said, what? He said he's testing the loyalty of the church. He did that to see if there would be a backlash over him cussing our God. And guess what happened?
Yep.
There was not a backlash.
Can I interject? June, I want to interject into this because people want to know that the word is predicated. I want to know, and I want them to know, I'm sorry, that this conversation is always predicated upon the word of God and the Constitution. When you go to Ephesians 4:29, what does it tell us? It tells us that let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. It absolutely amazes me how many profess to be Christians that have been born again, John 3:3, of the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, yet this corruption comes out of their heart, and they justify it. And then the president does it, and then they justify it because the president reflects their actions, so they try to justify the unjustifiable, and you just can't do that. When you go to James 1:26, friends, it tells us this, if any man seem to be religious, a Christian, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. And people need to understand that out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth is going to speak. I mean, what else did we need to this point in the present to understand who Donald Trump was and what it was that he was advocating? Because this is just the tip of the iceberg when you're talking about the LGBT. I mean, I have literally a plethora of topics where Donald Trump comes out and talks about how we're going to get out of the United Nations, only to find out that he and his U.S. Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, signs on to a radical global U.N. agenda concerning curriculums in American public schools. And then you tell people that, and they stand back aghast. It's like, wait a second, how is it that I can get this information, but you cannot get this information? And I believe what it comes down to, Dr. Knight, is that they have eyes, but they see not, and they have ears, and they hear not. And I think in many cases, more than not, it's a willful ignorance, a willful blindness, and a closing of the ears. And it reminds me of Jeremiah 5:21. But again, there's so many different topics that we could cover here, but I want you to continue on and tell us exactly what it was that you've seen concerning the LGBT and President Trump.
Okay, so then I began weeping. Okay, August the 9th, we had the shooting of the El Paso, which we know, I'm not making light of any deaths or anything, y'all please hear me, but I'm saying a lot of things that happen are false flags. So we had a white man that shot these people. Well, President Trump, all the Democrats go after him, and they say, oh, it's because he is, all his followers are just white supremacists, so they're the ones that did it, it's his followers. So President Trump, instead of addressing this false narrative that they're supposedly trying to spew out, he does an interview or a press conference inside the Oval Office. Now, we that work in the press corps understand protocol within the White House, and here's the protocol. if we do a press conference in the press room, which is very, very small, it only seats like 40 people, inside the press room is semi-formal. If we do one in the East Room, it is formal. If we do one in the Rose Garden, it's the next level up formal, because this means he wants every press in the White House there. If he does one inside the Oval Office, it means this is an act of war and a very serious action that our president is taking. Honey, he did this press conference inside the White House. The Oval Office. And this is what he said. He looked like a robot. And he said, we're going after the extremists, which I know when they say that, they mean Christians.
Yep.
We're going after the extremists. We're going after the red flag gun laws. We're going to start red flag gun laws because we're going to stop these supremacists and white supremacists. Yep. Like, he was speaking against white supremacists, did not answer any of the allegations that he had anything to do with it. It was just an action of shutting down the conservatives.
That's
okay,
right.
So,
Dr. Knight, are you aware are you aware of the fact that since Parkland shooting, the first 500 days of his administration, again, talking about false flags, but isn't it interesting to note that since Parkland shooting, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, 26 states under a majority of said Republicans, unconstitutional, mind you, but keep in mind that 26 states passed 55 gun control laws. Gun sales today are up 76% because America is awake. That's the voice of the people. That's the voice that the mainstream media does not want the people to hear, but that's what we're doing here on the radio, right? Is to counter the lies on so many different fronts. But people need to understand that this guy has done a lot to attack the Second Amendment, to strip away our God-given rights. And again, I think that's what we're seeing more than not. As a matter of fact, I know it to be true by going into gun stores across the country. I mean, they're sold out on so many different fronts because the people are aware of this agenda. Go ahead.
When you look at that, think about the vaccine agenda. That's something that's goofy as all get out.
Yep.
Because the president has told everybody, I'm getting a million-man army. Because I had been with him since day one of this COVID. I've been a part of all these press conferences, and I know what this man has told everybody. He says, I am getting a million-man army, and I'm assigning a vaccine czar.
Yep.
And then what does he do the other day? He attacks Biden's running mate, Harris, because she is against the vaccine. And I'm like, oh, we don't have anyone out there defending people that are refusing to take the vaccine. And so we know that the Democratic Party in their Congress that they just did, along with the Republican Party, the convention, both of them are backing the vaccine agenda. They're both partnering with the UN. There is no red, there's no blue, there's no Republican, there's no Democrat. They're all together.
Yep.
And they're working with the UN. But here's the difference. And I'm going to tell y'all all of this. As a witness, as I sat there in the State Department, I learned that they are not together. And, that they are not who I thought they was, the Republicans. And my heart fell to the floor. And I felt like the Republican Party and President Trump, that we've been duped. And I felt really terrible in my heart because I was in a meeting with all the nations. And they were reporting to the State Department what they was doing, and they were saying, we're this close to Agenda 2030, and we're doing this with LGBT in our country. These are all the different nations. And then one lady stood up and told them, she goes, the way that you get a country to go along with an agenda is you have to have two parties that fight each other.
That's right.
Because you really have the same goal. But you reach all sects of society.
Yep.
My heart fell to the floor. I'm like, what?
Yep.
They are playing us. You've got to be kidding. And then when I went to the UN, right after that in September.
Dr. June Knight, I got to take a hard break again. We got one more segment.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep, and I am so pleased to have you with us, telling 130 cities in this country what they need to hear rather than what it is that they want to hear, and I so appreciate you. We got one more segment with Dr. June Knight. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again, friends. I am so happy to have with us today Dr. June Knight, and she's a correspondent for Christian News Organization WATB out of Tennessee there. And folks, she's given us eyewitness, firsthand experience with the President of the United States of America. And this is something that nobody can argue with. And I would say this, you know, the anointing that abides in us, that teaches us all things, that guides us into all truth. I don't need the eyes that June has, because the Holy Ghost gave me those sitting right where I'm at. But to take a young lady like Dr. June Knight and take her and give her the eyes to see and confirm exactly what we have been saying shows you exactly how the Lord establishes his word. Out of the mouth of two, let it be an established word. So I'm so happy to have her here today. And Dr. June Knight, I want to tell you, this is great. We've got to do this again. And I want to go on here, but I wanted to cover a couple more things here because there's so much to cover. It's not just the LGBT. It's just not the red flag laws. It's the education system that he's attached to the United Nations. It's also the fact that when we look at what he's done with the Muslims, we actually had John Guandolo, who's former FBI, and I asked him the question on the radio. I said, you're aware of the fact that the President of the United States of America, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, reported that he is times three supporting Muslims in the United States of America, and he said, yes, that's true. And then it's also interesting to note, friends, that you know, the deficit was going to be a thing of the past after his 8 years of leadership. Well, we now know that that has been driven up to $8.3 trillion. We know that the ever-changing promises about the wall, it's not about the wall being built, it's about the wall, the old wall that's being refurbished because there is no new wall. And it went from $4 billion to $25 billion. It went from Mexico paying for it on the campaign trail to America, they're going to pay you back now. And again, the list goes on and on and on. And no prosecution of draining the swamp. We see how that game has been.
You know,
it's just so many things. Yeah. It's like whatever Donald Trump says, you can look directly behind him because that's exactly what he's doing. Now, have you, during your time at the White House, have you seen him put on a different face in front of the people when he's in public view than when he's behind closed doors? And you've shared a little bit of that with us, but have you seen that more than just with that world organization that you sat down and met with that had said, you know, you need two parties to fight against each other to push forth agendas? Have you seen him act this out in front of the people?
Well, one of the things that really puzzled me there was, remember when he was running for office and he said, I'm not a globalist. I'm going after the globalists. Mm-hmm. Even today in his press conferences, he will refer to Biden as globalist all the time, like it's a bad word, like he is not globalist. But then when I was there, he had a meeting with globalists. He's having them in the White House, and I'm thinking, what the world?
Yeah.
I mean, you're supposed to be, you know, and then the fact of him partnering with the UN and him saying he was going to lock them up, do away with Obamacare. But who are the ones that's been locked up? His people. And then he has been friends with Hillary. All of that was a stage. And the whole deal with the COVID deal, all of this is a stage. I'm going to tell y'all right now. President Trump, and I read the document online, is in charge of the implementation of 5G across the entire planet. He has made himself the president of presidents over 5G, and this is why you see him all the time going after China, because I say that he's in a war with China because China wants to implement 5G as well. So when you have Boris Johnson over there sign up with China, President Trump had a fit, and all of a sudden, guess what? I'm not saying any accusations, but Boris Johnson ended up getting COVID, okay?
Yeah.
And then after he got the COVID, he turned around and changed his mind, and then he turned around and said, okay, now I'm going to go with the United States 5G.
Yep.
So this whole deal of the vaccine, the whole deal of COVID is to put in the New World Order. One other thing I need to tell y'all is President Trump has broken up 2020 into four quarters. Every citizen needs to know this. The first quarter was the rollout of the problem. This is him doing all these press conferences every day. Oh, everybody's dying, and he's doing this report to everybody that we've ordered this mask, and we're doing this, and we're doing this. And okay, at the end of that quarter, he came up with a solution. So what did he do, everybody? He pulled together all the globalists to come together with the Open Up America Again plan. When he did that, they are the ones that wrote the behaviors of the country of what we live by today. The 6 foot distance between us, the mask, the way that everybody can go in Home Depot, Walmart without a mask and do it well. You know, now they're getting more tighter, but they're the ones that could be free. But the first thing they did was shut down the church.
Yep.
But yet the church is the one partnering with him and making excuses every time he does something.
That's
and
right.
It's like, people, you are going to answer to God for this because
Dr. June, I just want to say it's a lack of Christianity. We've seen he's at an evangelical board. As a matter of fact, I know a couple of people that are on it. And we see, I was told that during his time with the evangelicals in America here, that he did, that every one of them got up for 3 hours and did nothing but praise the President of the United States of America. Now, if I had the opportunity, I would be like you, ma'am, and I would be confronting him to his face to tell him what it is that he needs needs to hear rather than kissing up to him. And I got to be honest with you. You know what this guy really reminds me of is Benito Mussolini. The arrogance.
Wow.
Taking on the attitude of a King Herod. This is the voice of a God and not a man. This is exactly how people are treating him today. And these are dangerous times. And Americans, we need to open up. I've got about 4 more minutes, Dr. June Knight, and okay. I want to propose the next question. He's the most pro-life president in the history of America, we're told. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Well, the reason that I believe he's not is because under his watch alone, we have Virginia, which I lived there when I lived there. He has Virginia saying that they are killing children out of the womb. Mm-hmm. If their parents don't want them and they come out of the womb, just go ahead and kill them. But yet he's going to sit back and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And yet you're the most pro-life. Okay, when we see you doing all these executive orders for the Jews, when you're doing all this anti-Semitism stuff, but you're not doing a thing to protect the evangelicals, you're not doing a thing to protect Christians, you're not protecting them to have free voice on the internet or nothing like that.
That's right.
But yeah, you're going to allow them to kill the children out of the womb.
That's right. I want to interject
it's
this really.
Hypocrisy.
Oh, absolutely. I want to give people the facts here. First of all, the Lord said, "Thou shalt not kill." Exodus 20. He also said, "He hates hands that shed innocent blood." Proverbs 6:17. And folks, if you want the stat and you want the facts, Washington Times actually reported on this. Kind of in a corner, might you say? It wasn't something that everybody caught on to. But the fact of the matter is, the way that he presents himself, him and Mike Pence. It's interesting to note that he actually upped Planned Parenthood's financials, laying to the burden of the taxpayers to pay for $100 million over that of Barack Hussein Obama. So Donald Trump is actually spending over $600 million a year basically reallocating those finances to the likes of Planned Parenthood. Again, keep in mind that's $100 or $100 million more than Barack Hussein Obama. We've got about 2 minutes left, Dr. June, and I want to give them to you. So you go ahead and take the next 2 minutes.
Well, let me tell you a very interesting fact. First of all, when President Trump tells everybody he's backing out of the UN, which tries to make everybody think he's not a globalist or he's protecting us from the World Health Organization. No, let me tell all of you what he's doing. He is taking those millions of dollars and he's reallocating it to infrastructure and bringing in the evangelicals and supporting their organizations that are moving into the UN.
Yep.
Which we know God would never have the Christians go in the UN and partner with that mess because it's nothing but a bunch of vomit, antichrist mess.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I just want all of you to talk to your families and get ready for what's coming because we need to make up our mind if we're going to participate in their agenda.
Amen. I totally enjoyed this time. I really did. How do people get a hold of you, Dr. June Knight? I have that you are a correspondent for a Christian news organization, WATB. I also have your office number. I don't know that you want me to give that out, but how else can people get a hold of you? What's the name? What website would you have them go to? So on and so forth.
Well, they can find out more about it at wearethebride.us because our ministry is We Are the Bride Ministry. And you can watch us on YouTube. We're on there just about every day on WATB TV on YouTube. And all watch our on Facebook, WATB TV, because we put news articles out every day that you need to know.
Amen. Amen. I totally appreciate it, folks. We have been talking with Dr. June Knight, correspondent to the White House. You can also check her out on WATB, folks. I love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. By the way, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com and beforeitsnews.com on the front page. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.